Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we celebrate Mr. Ratburn coming out of the closet by wondering what kind of kinks he has. We speculate which other iconic characters from our childhood were definitely queer, and we discuss the YouTuber drama and how we plan to make our own. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler. Hello. Oh. My sweet angel.
Oh, my. What's going on?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody in 5 days, so I guess it's just you and me. I guess it's just us.
What's new? What's been happening?
Oh, just so very busy at work.
Well, why haven't you talked to anybody? You just have had an antisocial week?
No, bitch, because I went to work. I worked. I came home. I went to the gym. I tried to work after work. Okay. I barely had time to watch Game of Thrones.
Okay. Well, Game of Thrones is officially over as of when this goes live,
oh,
right?
Shit, yeah.
Good riddance, all y'all.
I know, even I saw, I mean, not good riddance because I like and I watch, but my mom was all posting memes that were all, when you're the only person at work who doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
It's very me this week.
And I thought the last thing my mom would ever enjoy is an episode of Game of Thrones.
Well, it's just, I'm excited to dive into it someday, and that's all I'll say about that.
My roommate just started. He's on season one. Okay, well. I thought, well, don't you walk through the living room on a Sunday night, because bitch gonna get spoiled.
I really hope people are satisfied after whatever happened on Sunday. Because
it's, no, they're not. People were mad after the penultimate episode.
Well, what I'm saying is the Sunday that this airs after, you know what I'm saying? The finale.
No, they're all just mad now. They're all crybaby. Piss baby pants, dirty diaper.
Cry baby, piss baby, dirty diaper baby. Oh, my you, screen name, my kink, you know, my safe word.
You know that piss baby, dirty diaper baby.
No.
Oh, my, you never matter.
My future child-in-law, prospective child-in-law is going to be all, Mr. Oakley, what should I call you? I'm all piss baby, piss daddy baby. Baby.
So you're gonna marry a man that already has children?
I don't know how the hell that works. You know what I'm saying? When my kids bring home somebody and they're all Mr. Oakley, I'm saying, don't call me Mr. Oakley. That's my parents. Call me piss baby. Call me piss baby, sad baby, poopy pants baby.
The easiest way to just make that clear from the beginning is to get it tattooed on your face somewhere.
Well, I'm one step ahead of you.
On your forehead, it's all piss baby. On your chin, it's all sad baby.
There aren't many tattoos I think people would regret, but piss baby on my face might not be the one.
Bitch, you know I say, if you can think it, someone's got it.
Somebody's got piss baby on their face?
Someone's got the tattoo piss baby on their face.
Maybe that's a good video I can do of like, I spent a week with piss baby on my forehead.
Oh my God.
This is what happened.
You're welcome. Is that why you keep me in your life for these wonderful YouTube video ideas?
Uh-huh.
They're very clickable.
Well, this piss baby is ready to talk about something else.
My friends that listens to our podcast referred to himself as a psycho baby. And then I had to explain to him that it's actually a cycle baby.
And people don't know that and people don't get it. It's a deep cut joke.
He was very confused and he was all, that doesn't make any sense. And then I mean, maybe it's just been a long week, baby, but I couldn't even remember. I was like, where did the cycle come from? Something about the Roomba? Or was there a bike involved?
It was a baby on a Roomba with a knife, and so yeah, the cycle, or wait.
Was the wheels of the Roomba?
Maybe? I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, that's what I explained to him, so at least your memory's on the same page as mine.
If there's any cycle babies out there that know why they're called cycle babies, and they're ghost babies and cycle ghosties.
If you can tweet us to the original episode, that would be great.
Maybe there are piss babies now.
No, there's piss babies and cycle ghosties.
I don't know. I gotta go.
Gotta go pissed.
Did you see shut the fuck up. Did you see the Pokemon movie yet?
Yes, that was on my list of things to talk about.
What did you think?
Well, listen. So there I was, mm-hmm. all by myself on a Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. at the movies. Underneath a vent that was very drafty, and you know I'm always warm, so for me to think this is cold, I was a little annoyed. I almost had to go tell someone to turn the air condition down. Aside from that, I accidentally bought two seats, so I was double charged.
What'd you think of the movie?
I loved it.
Oh, really?
I loved it. I knew the twist at the end before it came. I said, I bet that's what happened. Mm. And So did I. And sure enough, I was right on the nose with that. And I enjoyed it. I was very, like, I don't know. I think if I thought back on it, I might not, like, love it as much as I think I did. I was just really impressed with, like, I was excited every time I saw a Pokemon on the screen that I recognized, that I, like, knew the name of. My only complaint was it was a lot of repeats. Like, do we really need to see, like, 14 Sneasels walking down the road? Like,
I agree.
Bitch, throw something else in there. There's 800 some Pokemon or however many there are.
And the reason I was okay with it is because I feel like it's a great introduction to the Pokemon world and in this type of experience. I think they're definitely going to do future movies. They're definitely going to do sequels, prequels, whatever the hell, alternate stories. Yeah. I am curious how this Detective Pikachu character can live on in a sequel without saying any spoilers.
Yeah.
Though, did you see that the creator of Detective Pikachu is interested in creating a Star is Born type movie for Jigglypuff?
What?
Yeah.
Does Jigglypuff hang himself at the end?
What? Not! Jesus Christ! No, Jigglypuff's Allie Mane.
God. I also think I blinked at that, like, one part. I feel like I saw in the preview so many times that Pikachu, or that Jigglypuff, like, drunk in the bar. And then when, sure enough, when they're in that bar scene, I completely missed it. And I thought, did I blink or was I thinking about how cold this fan is above me?
Well, anyway.
Did
you see me?
Well, no, I did not. I looked for you. My only other complaint was if, like, the female lead character was going to have a Pokemon, did we really need them to pick another yellow character?
That's good.
I thought, there's a lot of yellow going on here with Pikachu and Psyduck.
I would have, you know what I wanted the twist to be? If you don't want to hear I don't care what you think if you're listening. I wanted the twist to be Eevee was the villain.
Oh.
Because, like, I feel like there's a lot of plot about, like, you know, when they showed the Flareon, Eevee turning into the Flareon?
Yeah,
I think there's something to be said of, like, the villain being, like, about picking your own destiny. Eevee gets to do that, and Eevee wanted to, like, rebel against that. I wanted a Pokemon villain.
You...
What?
You're just always going to be a piss baby for Eevee.
Yeah, well, that is who I am.
I wanted to see more... evolutions. Yeah, sure. I enjoyed the movie. I would see a squeakquel, Pikachu the squeakquel. My main complaint is, like, we get it. We saw 900 Bulbasaurs. We saw 900 Charmanders. We saw 900 Apums. We saw 900 Sneasels.
Okay.
I'm like, throw in another Pokemon, please.
If you could get any Pokemon, what would you get?
I would have
added to the movie.
Well, I will say, when I saw that, like, Machamp all direct in traffic,
you got hot and bothered.
I thought, yeah, confirmed, he could get it.
You wanted him to machoke you out?
I sure did.
Okay.
But yeah, I like Paul Lovett, as they say in the biz. I saw Detective Pikachu, and I finally saw the Avengers movie back to back last weekend because I love movies.
Well, that's a movie I'm not going to catch, to be honest. I just, all the Avengers movies, I'm so far behind. I am Game of Thrones level behind, where it's like, I'm not going to get it, you know. I'm sure I can understand who to root for, but, you know.
My friend that I saw it with snuck Raisinettes into the theater, and I told him the story of your dad dropping like a Whopper Jr. on the floor at the movie theater, and he loved it. Paul loved it.
Okay.
He thought it was a hoot.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Raycon. Listen, it's 2019, everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Cardi B are already obsessed. And y'all know I'm not about to endorse something unless I've tried it myself. I have tried Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds. They have changed the game. They're so comfortable. They're so easy to take anywhere. And unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. So there's no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great. They sound great too. So no matter what you're listening to, especially this little podcast, you're going to get a crisp, beautiful sound. You're going to hear my voice so stunning. And what I love most about Raycon is that they offer wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So you guys can go to buyraycon.com/psycho to get 20% off your order. Again, that is buyraycon, buyraycon.com/psycho for 20% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. If you have been thinking about getting a pair, now is the time to get this amazing deal. One more time, it is buyraycon.com/psycho. Thank you, Raycon, for sponsoring this episode. Now back to the gossip. Were you in your double feature when I called you this past weekend? And you didn't answer my phone call?
No, where was I? I think I was walking somewhere, and I thought, did Tyler must have butt dialed me? Because bitch, she don't call me.
Well, there I was on the other side of the line going through it, and you were the only person that could have saved me. So,
just because you were having a panic attack, or because you were actually going through it?
I was going through it.
Oh, well, baby,
piss baby.
Well, piss baby, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. We need to come up with a code word where you just like text me and I know this means business.
Well,
baby.
You know when we we have a night out, my code word for I'm not doing okay, I'm not in a safe space. What is it again? It's a flapping of my arms.
Yes. Yeah. It's very much like, for those of you at home who didn't see Tyler slapping his arms, it's very like one of those moves from the Friends episode where they're all slapping their elbows together and it means like, fuck you. You don't know.
No, that's this.
But then if you put your hands behind your neck and clap your elbows together, that's an extension of it. So it's like kind of a mix of the two, you know?
It's their own cycle, baby.
It's our version, baby.
Okay. Were there any queer characters in Pokemon?
I think I was in the bathroom during the glory hole scene, so you tell me.
Oh my god. Well, who's got the best? I can't actually. I'm not going to go there.
You know the Pikachu fight scene where he like doesn't remember his moves?
Yeah, that's the scene I'm in.
I know, and he was all trying to electrocute. I thought if that fucking Pikachu farts while it's straining to do an electric shock, I'm walking out of this theater.
That would have been it.
And thank God they knew not to dumb down the humor.
Were there any poop fart jokes or anything of that nature?
Not that I noticed.
Well, then thank God.
Not that I noticed.
No queer characters. And yet, so we have our first PBS queer character. Did you see the big news?
Is there a Muppet that's gay?
Close. Arthur's
teacher. Is this Oh my God, this is where you were going with this.
Mr. Ratburn.
Did you ever?
Yeah, he sucked dick. He's a total top power bottom who loves to yitch and skirch.
Wait, that's me. Same.
Well,
twins.
Can't believe you're Mr. Ratburn. Do you feel more or less represented by media now that PBS has aired a gay rat wedding?
Sometimes I'm like, when did the networks become J.K. Rowling?
Oh.
And they're all Dumbledore's uncut.
Well, here's the thing. This is Arthur's still airing. It's not like the creators of Arthur are like, hey, by the way, we never told you.
Yes, they are. If it's in its 20th season, Mr. Ratburn's been along the whole time. Now suddenly he's out.
Well, some people are. Everyone's on their own journey of coming out, Corey. We don't push people out of the closet. Mr. Ratburn is on his own fucking journey.
Is he an actual rat?
He is a rat.
What kind of character is Arthur?
Is an aardvark.
God. You know who's a bitch?
DW. DW is a bitch. Do you think she's... what kind of representation does she bring to Arthur? Bitch.
Do you think she's that bitch?
Well, some people... I just had this argument with Anthony about bitch and that bitch and this bitch and what each means. And he goes, do you think I'm that bitch? I said, oh, honey, no. You're never that bitch.
He could never be that bitch.
He's never going to be that bitch.
Oh, poor Anthony.
I said, baby, you're often... this bitch.
A bitch.
No, he's never a bitch, but he's like, he's this bitch. Like, you know.
Ugh, he's never that bitch.
He says, well, at least I'm not like you, you're always a bitch. I said, okay, girl.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Keep it out of the bedroom.
So I said, I'm not a bitch, I'm piss bitch, baby. Thank you.
And so is Mr. Ratburn.
Well, Mr. Ratburn, what kind of gay do you think he is?
Got mask top, dom top, boots down, house down, boots.
Sure. Well, I don't know. Was it confirmed? Boots. I don't know if it was confirmed he's gay. He's just in a same-sex relationship. He could be bi.
Right. Who knows? Let's not force Mr. Ratburn into a box.
Unless that's his kink. get in the box, Mr. Ratburn.
Bitch.
Get in the box.
Get in the box, little piss baby, bitch baby.
Okay.
Did you see Taco Bell has a pop-up hotel coming to California this summer?
I'd like to get in that box, Mr. Ratburn. The Taco Bell big box. Wait, what's the box you can buy from Taco Bell? A party box? Oh,
God, I fucking want that for dinner tonight. I am so hungry right now. I thought I have to get on this fucking podcast and I'm hungry. All I had time, and you were all telling me I was late, and I was all I had time was for a handful of shredded cheese, which you know is one of my favorite snacks.
Well, yeah, it's very delicious. I think it's the most Mr. Ratburn thing about you.
I still can't believe that you weren't even living that handful of shredded cheese life until we moved in together in 2011, and I had to teach you the way, my child.
I think that's what a very gay mother does for their children.
And you've never looked back.
Well, yeah, now I have tons of different kinds of shredded cheese in my fridge. Though, the other day we were grocery shopping, me and Nick, and I was like, I picked up a gallon shredded cheese. And he looked at me like, why are you getting that? Do you have something on the menu? Are you going to cook something? And I thought, how do I say, this is just for eatins? This is just for handfuls.
This is like when you get home from the bar and you just want to take a handful of little shredded cheese and it's a little before bed.
So what about Taco Bell? Sorry, they're opening a what now?
I don't know. 7 people sent me the same text today about how Taco Bell is opening a pop-up hotel in Palm Springs.
That sounds
terrible. It says, the fast food company announced it was opening The Bell, a hotel resort in Palm Springs this summer.
Well, they're a bunch of stunt queens. They only do things for attention.
One of our friends replied, if that hotel doesn't have a mild sauce lazy river, then I ain't going.
Well, you know, I love a hotel with a putt-putt course.
That's why you loved the Holiday Inn in Jackson.
Yeah, my sister had her birthday at the Holiday Inn once, and somebody dove into the pool and got a bloody nose.
Were you that girl?
No, I wasn't, but I thought he was hot, and I remember thinking, damn, the hot guy just got a bloody nose. And I ran out to all the adults. I'm like, Jana's friend got a bloody nose.
And he was all, you were like, does he need me to ice it?
He was like, thanks, little bro.
Ew.
And I was like, anything for you. I'm your piss baby.
You were all, thanks, big bro.
Thanks, big bro. Well, great.
Well,
we've successfully ruined everything.
I was going to say, this poor episode's not even, there wasn't even an amazing race episode for us to talk about. So what are we going to do?
Don't call me poor.
Poor?
Poor. Poor. I hate when people say poor.
Poor.
Yeah, my stepdad says that.
What did I say?
He's like, you got to give back to the poor. I said, what the fuck? I said, first and foremost, bitch.
You said first and foremost. Am I right, lady? First and foremost.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Talkspace. We all need someone to talk to, a person who can support us through rough patches or even the everyday ups and downs of life, and that is where Talkspace comes in. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today because it's mobile, it's available when you need it, and it is affordable. Because life can be stressful. Between work and family and everything in between, it's not always easy to find time for yourself, but it is important. What I love about Talkspace is that it's convenient and easy to use. You no longer have to wait for your next appointment to talk about what's on your mind. With Talkspace, you can send unlimited messages to your dedicated therapist from the privacy of your device, from anywhere, at any time of day. And it is affordable. 1 month of therapy on the Talkspace platform costs about the same amount as a single face-to-face session. And best of all, you'll never have to wait a week to share what is on your mind. Talkspace has more than 4,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing the challenges that we all face. To match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the coupon code Tyler, and you're going to get your first week free and show support for our show. Again, code Tyler at Talkspace.com. Thank you, Talkspace, for sponsoring this episode, and now back to the gossip. So what other, I'm back to Mr. Ratburn. What other characters were gay from our childhood? Miss Frizzle was a lesbian for sure.
Yeah, you think she, frizzled all that drizzle into somebody's, vajizzle?
Yeah, she took that magic school bus down into someone's Punani Tsunami.
Yeah.
And then she enlarged it again, and it was kind of her way to give that, her partner, the good zhuzh.
You know? Those big, beautiful lips.
Sure. She took her iguana.
Now, did you watch...
Who was Miss Frizzle's iguana?
Bitch, I don't fucking know.
Okay. Anyway.
Did you ever watch Eureka's Castle?
Yeah. What are you saying? Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. What was Eureka's Castle?
It was a castle. Next question.
Was Eureka's Castle a knockoff Sesame Street? Was it Nickelodeon's version of Sesame Street? There was a fucking bat that counted.
I don't know. But I do know about Gullah Gullah Island.
I loved Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah, me too. Who had the house where people climbed a ladder to get into her window? Clarissa.
Oh, yeah. Everyone did.
Do you Are we hear talking? That?
Yeah, what fucking plane is flying low over your house?
I'm telling you what, you remember the day I moved into my home and I was so stoned out of my mind and there was a helicopter circling my back patio and I was like, well, this is the day I die. That's what it feels like right now.
Well, at least this time we're on FaceTime and I get to see you die. Well, my final wish coming true. Bitch, that just goes to show that, yet again, we need a secret code for you to text me when times are tough.
So you can leave the movie that you're in, the double feature that you're in, and do what? Call?
It was only a double feature because I paid and accidentally bought two seats.
Oh, but you also saw Avengers.
Well, that was the second day. It was on a Sunday.
Got it.
I saw Pikachu on a Saturday, and I saw Avengers on a Sunday. And then, you know how I'm on that, like, email thread where I get invited to see, like, movies early?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, they invited me to see Rocket Man early, and I am excited.
I've heard good things. It's apparently got full-on gay sex. It's got blowjobs. It's got this, that, the other.
Wait. First of all, I was going to say, I better see penis. Second of all, it's like at the Metreon in San Francisco, which you know about.
Okay.
And it's like they want you to come dressed as Elton John for a chance to win a prize. Like, A.
Baby, what could the prize possibly be?
I'm not doing that. Oh, but you're right. What could the prize be? What if the prize is something good?
No, the prize is. Let me tell you, the prize at a screening is
a large popcorn.
Good. Yes, you're going to get a small Diet Coke. That's it.
Bitch, I want a regular Coke, first of all. Second of all, you know who is hosting said Rocket Man viewing party at the San Francisco Metreon?
Joey Graceffa.
An iconic San Francisco drag queen staple who you know and love.
What's your name? Oh my God, I know who you're talking about. Give me a hint.
She hosted.
No, I know who you're talking about. She hosts trivia night.
She hosted a terrible trivia night where they used to give out CD singles for prizes.
That's what I was saying. If it's anything like any other contest that I've been to in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
The prizes are like porn or like a DVD or like, you know.
Oh my God. Imagine.
What's her name? What's the drag queen's name?
She shares the same first name with one of the iconic RuPaul's Drag Race.
Coco.
Winners. Ooh, you're close. But also has a Coco 1 Drag Race. You fucking moron.
I didn't hear that part of that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who is it? Just tell me.
Her name's Bibi.
Oh, Bibi. Bibi. Oh, I don't remember.
Bibi Sweetbriar.
Oh, Bibi Sweetbriar. Bibi Sweetbriar. Yes.
She was the first drag queen we ever met in the city. We learned to love her.
She's hosting the screening of Rocket Man. Good for her.
Yeah. Well, I just saw, they sent me the confirmation email when I was on the bus home, and I thought, oh, thank God they finally confirmed me for this free movie. And then it said, come dressed as Elton John, hosted by Bibi Sweetbriar.
Those are my magic words. That'll get me to attend any event.
She would host, I don't even know if she still does, she would host trivia nights at a restaurant / bar in San Francisco, and they were like PowerPoint presentations.
And bless her soul, we love her.
Bless her heart. We had many a good times at those trivia nights.
But the PowerPoints were riddled with typos. It was almost like you couldn't pick out a question, you couldn't pick out an answer.
Yeah, it was a lot of, what's that question supposed to say?
And the microphone was always a little muffled, so you couldn't quite hear her.
I think we took Queen Jackie there. Listen, bitch, it was the 90s. They didn't have wireless mics and drones and shit.
Drones.
God, I miss that restaurant. I haven't been there in forever. Gay Applebee's right in the Castro.
Well, I gotta go. I love Harvey's. We should go the next time I'm in town.
Arby's?
I said Harvey's.
Oh.
I'd like to go to Arby's.
Bitch, I would like to go to Arby's. You remember what we said we were going to do on one of our podcast episodes that we've been forgetting to do? We said we were going to pretend to talk about all of the listeners like faves and then instruct them to go tweet at Joey Graceffa and be like, oh my gosh, you'll never believe what Corey and Tyler said about you on Psychobabble, even though we didn't really talk about the person.
I feel like this is actually the perfect time to do that, because with so much YouTuber drama going down, everyone starting rumors, everyone exposing people, canceling, et cetera, the James Charleses of the worlds, here's the game plan.
Yeah.
So if you're listening thus far, we need to do a special little cycle baby mission.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's a top secret piss baby cycle baby ghosty mission.
If you're an exclusive piss baby, prove it by Corey. How can they do it? What do they need to go?
Listen, they have to tweet anybody that they know and love. This could be a YouTuber. This could be a Viner. This could be your aunt who's on Twitter. This could be a celebrity. This could be a D-list celebrity. You just got to tweet them and say, oh my God, you will not believe what Corey and Tyler said about you on Psychobabble. But then...
Now, don't make a lie or anything. Don't say like...
Don't make a lie. Yeah, just say, you will never believe what they said. And then really, and don't even tell them what part of the podcast.
Yeah, the best part is, no matter what they ask, you do not tell them what episode, you do not tell them what timestamp.
Oh my God.
You just say, you got to check it. It's on Spotify.
Is this genius? Is this how we're going to get so many more listeners?
I think we're going viral this week.
I think we're going viral. You have to tweet like, name a celebrity. I can't even think of one.
And yeah, no making up anything that we did say. Just let them go search for it themselves and then be confused frustrated.
You could be all, hey, at Jordan Sparks. You'll never believe what they said. You can even say, they said the nicest thing about you.
Sure, yeah, do that. Do something nice and good. If there's one thing I know about celebrities, it's that they are obsessed with themselves. So if you say somebody said anything about them, they'll believe you. They'll go dive deep into the podcast. They'll spend hours trying to find any slight mention, offhand remark. And the juiciest thing is, they'll never find it. I think that's our gift to pop culture this week.
Hey, Zac Efron, you'll never believe what Tyler and Corey said about you on Psychobabble.
Yeah, but he's going to know because he's a piss baby. He'll be in on this. Well, he's a listener.
Hey, Mrs. Frizzle. Hey, Mr. Ratburn. Hey, Anthony.
No, Anthony always gets updates from his friends that are like, you'll never guess what Tyler said about you. Tyler was talking shit about Weezer this week. Yeah, one of you ratted me out. Rat burned me out.
Whoa. Wait a second. Did you know I'm on Eureka's Castle's Wikipedia page? And it started the same year you were born.
That's beautiful. You know what happened 10 years ago to the day yesterday, as of this when this episode goes live?
No, bitch. 10 years ago today from yesterday, from the day that this episode goes live.
If you're listening the day this came out, then yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of the first episode of Glee.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What?
That makes me feel old.
I remember where I was. I remember watching that on my leather couch in my Okemos apartment.
Well, save it, because if we had nothing to talk about today, which somehow we did, I was going to pull on you a Queens edition, retrospective, Glee edition. Glee.
Bitch,
Queens. Whatever the hell.
I could do that.
Well, next episode, we'll do that. Stay tuned. We've got fun shenanigans for the Glee 10-year.
Well, I have two questions before we go.
What?
Did you know Eureka's Castle was written by R.L. Stein?
Actually, I did not know that.
R.L. Stein, that's what it says. Also,
Goosebumps King.
Now put these birthdays in order from oldest to youngest. I know that's tricky for you.
I hate this escape room. What?
You, Taylor Swift, and Eureka's Castle were all born in the same year. Now, who's the oldest?
Taylor Swift.
Bitch, you know you're older than Taylor Swift.
I am?
Yes, her birthday's in December.
Oh, I guess I did know that. Well, who knew? Not me.
Well, for all of you wondering, it goes Tyler, then Eureka's Castle, then Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, on that note, Corey, where can people find you?
Yeah, I'm online everywhere at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl, and I am hungry.
I'm Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. We had no new episode of Amazing Race this week, but next Wednesday there's a double episode. So two episodes back to back. What?
If you're listening to this the day it came out, it's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
But if you're listening to this 10 years, if you're listening to this 10 years from the day that it came out,
then it will have been 10 years ago tomorrow. There's a double episode of Amazing Race.
Well, then you should get ready to celebrate the 40th birthday of Eureka's Castle instead of the 30th.
Okay, we gotta go. Bye.
Bye.